One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sandspence Radio, where the cast are of worthless spells.
There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table talking about the damage their longsword is doing. But that's exactly what we're going to be doing today. Welcome to episode 8 of D&D is for Nerds. Allie will be playing Princess Ainsley Foggyfeather.
Hello.
Jackson will be playing Criff Pum Pum Criff.
Yeah.
And Joel will be playing Leo Shadow.
Damn right.
And I'm your DM, Adam Courtmarshall.
That's not your name, Adam.
Shut up. Previously on D&D is for Nerds...
Hey guys, so let me just school you in Zombos, Zombinis, Zams, Zombie.
The crypt is mainly underground.
Sneak in, you fucks.
I guess I cannot sneak as well as I thought. Leo Shadow's downfall is that he thinks he's the best.
Zombos don't have proper dicks anymore. That's the first bit that rots away.
I feel as though if I could take an arm of the zombie, could I beat other zombies with the arm?
Grease.
Fuck.
Grease the ground. Get greased, zombies. No, just clock him in the fucking jaw.
Yeah, nah. Peer pressure, let's do this.
And he bites your hand.
Guys! That's the worst advice ever.
Have any of you done damage to a zombie?
No.
So, Ainsley, what's your move?
Can I hit one with the loot? And then...
Yeah.
Not
oh, I forgot
be
to...
fighting
oh, I'm
anymore?
Sorry, I forgot to tell you. You've got a new ability called Rapid Shot at level 2.
Right.
What that allows you
like
to do is...
you could have told us this a very long time ago.
Would that have changed the
It wouldn't have changed
battle,
too much because you haven't really done anything with your bow.
Okay,
plus
all right.
Six.
It wouldn't
no.
have hit points no.
to... Yes. To leave.
You guys can stop talking now.
Okay.
Thanks. So, what it
so
does,
what's my magic skillet. Ability? That's not magic at all.
So Rapid Shot allows you to... I think I wrote some stuff on your character sheet about it. Can I grab quickly... your character sheet, and what it allows you to do.
I'm not helping.
You are being troublesome.
Very much so. So what it allows you to do, oh, I did write it out. Oh, cool. So it allows you to, with your bow, you can attack twice.
Okay.
You're less likely to hit, though. So it's
the opposite
used,
of what I wanted.
It's used for, like, either lowly armored enemies, which zombies are, or enemies, like multiple weak enemies, you get more shots but less likely to hit.
Okay.
Sick. Do that shit.
Yeah.
Or smack them with a loot. Or I'll set them all on fire. We got a lot of options here.
I like all of those options.
I believe it's your turn, Ingrid.
I'm going to start with smacking someone with a loot.
Okay.
Because that's it. Yeah. Nah, I want to hit a bitch.
Let's go.
No. Take that out. Wait. I do not want that to be recorded.
You do not
want to
hit a bitch. Allie.
That's a pity because that was an 18.
Oh, well, you can
bitch.
Still give me an 18.
Allie wants to hit a bitch.
No,
let's
it's carry
on.
I'm going to keep that one and I'll leave those in the sizzle reel.
No. Okay.
Good. So you charge with your loot.
Shit.
You slam it into the side of one of their heads.
Okay.
I'm going to say the one that is bearing down still on Leo.
Oh, fuck yes.
Did I save you?
You, like, crumple it. It's just barely standing
yes.
right now.
Awesome. All right, progress, guys.
Cracked you all have... zombie ribs.
You have, they're your
oh,
flavored
actually,
enemy.
Oh, actually, no, right? Wait, I'm wrong.
You, yes. No, they are my flavored enemy.
You flatten it.
Yes!
Sick. Die, yeah, Zambo.
Drops.
Zambini.
Boom!
We have a mage.
The loot is pretty badly damaged. You've got maybe one good hit left in this thing.
Right. You got one good hit, but then like a billion shit hits.
Maybe like two more bad hits.
I call out my loot. My loot, my gift of music.
Criff, it's your turn.
I will just hurl a spear.
Good.
That'll help.
I think you have to take a step back. Oh, wait, who did they... They've been bearing down on
Leo over here.
I did the...
No, they're actually...
I did the trip
well.
Through the grease.
Oh, yeah.
So they ran through them, that's why
they have to fumble through some grease.
Quick question, Adam. What the fuck is Jigglump doing?
Nothing.
Just being a piece of shit. Like
you gotta tell him to do stuff.
He's like curled up around your leg.
He's not gonna fight zombies without, like, you know, being told.
Jigglump, you piece of shit. Help out for once in your fucking life.
Oh my god.
I hate you with fashion, Jigglump.
Well, the feeling's mutual. You just, like, you don't even need to say it. Jigglump just hisses on your shoulder.
Fuck you, Jigglump.
You hit with the spear.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You spear a cunt in the gut. Yeah. I mean, it's not going to do a lot.
That's the second time I've done exactly the... this does not work.
You, like... you spill some zombie guts. Do we need a moment?
You going to be all right?
I sneeze my headphones off.
Powerful.
You spill the zombie's guts, but yeah. Zombies don't really need...
Somebody don't give a fuck.
Okay. And Leo... Do you want to make another attempt at the block?
I'm just going to piff my... What I want to do is I want to throw my club at a zombie so that it kind of hits them, but kind of bounces up around near Ainsley so she can start using it. That's what I want to do.
Okay. So basically you want to just temporarily, for this round, become a globetrotter, a Harlem globetrotter.
Yes. I want to use my halfling roguelike magical skills to... piff a club and make it ricochet.
And then you want to just like get a basketball and just spin it in front of one of the zombies
yes!
while they do nothing about it.
I know.
I think you can.
And then like get a ladder and score a basket like that.
Yeah. And that's okay in the rule book.
Yeah.
I think
finally,
I got this.
Finally, someone who understands this.
Not only do you miss the zombie.
Damn boss.
But the club falls in among them. Ainsley, you could grab it if you wanted
that
to.
That was for you.
But you would probably get attacked in the way.
Right. I'm going to. I'm going to hit one with a loop.
It's
to
their
work
turn,
really
actually.
Well.
So they.
Well, oh boy, that's rude.
Charge you down, Jackson.
I'm sorry.
I mean, Criff.
Criff. Criff pom pom.
How far are you? I mean, I'm still having trouble. To be fair, your name is fucking stupid.
Should have gone with an awesome name like Leo.
Oh, Leo.
He sells boosted
Shadow.
CD players.
He does. Would you like to buy one?
Would you like to buy this loot? It didn't
or
fall
pizza.
Off the back of a car.
Do you sell pizza?
Yeah, Leo. Nah, just,
okay.
just
he like, you know, charges and like, you know, like clatters against you,
yeah.
But you just like push him off.
No, yuck. You stinky.
Okay. And that puts it at Ainsley.
I'm going to hit another one with a loot. Seemed to work pretty well last time.
Solid as hell.
Yeah.
You miss with the loot.
What's wrong
you,
with
the
everything?
Loot isn't really aerodynamic and made for combat, so you like
really?
You're a bit clumsy.
Hey?
You're a little bit
what?
And
I'm
it's
sorry.
Radio
belabors the
joke. It really doesn't help that it's already somewhat broken.
Well, with that attitude, yeah.
So you swing and you miss, but you don't hit like a wall or anything like that, so it's still like got another good hit in it.
Okay, let's do
this. And Criff.
That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to take my lock out, my amazing lock. Grab it in one fist and use it to smack some zombies.
Yes.
Okay.
That can only be a good
thing. I was not impressed.
I'm so mad at you, Jackson. As if it were brass knuckles, you take the lock out and smash it into a zombie's face. The lock breaks.
Oh, no, my amazing lock! No. I'm an idiot. I should have just died.
You smash the zombie's face up.
Yeah.
It's like really badly damaged. It's still coming, but you did serious fucking damage.
How many zombies have we killed?
You've killed one, there's four left.
Oh, wow. Oh my god.
Okay.
Oh, these zombies. Oh my god. Fucking Zambos.
Oh, no, you took one down.
Yes.
Sorry, I forgot they did... Okay. Yeah, no, you did the scattershot thing. Then.
Oh, yeah, yes. I did. That's right. Yeah. Motherfuckers, three zombies. That's easy.
Yeah,
that's a cake
left.
Walk. That's a walk in the cake. Mm.
And
I love walk caking. Wait.
Love a walk in the cake. Leo. It's such a great time.
Just going to sling.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's fine. It's a bludgeoning weapon.
That's right. Yep. You threw your club.
Oh, yes. I tried. Look, you never... Go on.
Your bullet skips off the wall and breaks a coffin.
Whoa, good. What a fragile coffin.
No, powerful.
Does a corpse be like... slip out?
No, Jackson, it just breaks like a hole in the coffin.
One more zombie
joins the
frame.
It doesn't break the coffin apart. The bullet just pierces the coffin. Oh, my God. Did you think that it just broke the coffin apart?
Yeah. I was like, that's a fragile coffin.
Yeah, I thought the exact same thing.
Yes.
I was like, is this coffin made of glass? Okay. Actually, you know what? I'm going to laugh with you guys. Mine was a lot worse because I thought it made like a hole and then pressure. I don't know if I can explain that one.
No need. You're an idiot.
Here we go.
Okay. So, and that makes it the zombies' turn.
Is the grease dried up or is the grease still just there?
I think the grease is dried up. I don't think it lasts long.
Damn.
Yep. I can make more grease, though.
That would be a pleasure. Actually, no, wait, no.
If I make more grease, we all just tumble again. And it's a bad time. Grease doesn't last that long. The zombies are pretty greasy, though.
Shoes, though. Like the bottom of my soles of my feet, covered in grease.
Can you imagine grease mixing with crypt dust?
I just get clumpy.
Yeah, the grease probably finished.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it doesn't last long.
That's all right. I can deal with that.
Okay.
Zambos, come out.
Actually, the block of wood is gone as well.
Come to think of
it. Yeah, it only lasts three wood. Rounds. That wood is... for some reason, Leo, you've only just noticed it's gone.
Guys, my plans have just...
Guys, I'm out of ideas.
One of the zombies turns around and comes after you, Leo.
Oh, no, guys.
Two of them keep bearing down on... Oh, Criff, you're actually with Ainsley now, so they're coming after both of you.
Super.
Throw you at them.
They're so slow, though, that you can really only, like, they can only just get to you.
Yeah.
And Ainsley.
Hit him with a loot.
You got him.
Real hard.
You got him, Ains.
Come on, man.
Ains got
Help
the
me
gains.
Out critical hit. Yes, he's going for critical something. I don't know which one's which, though.
Critical failure.
That's a critical fumble.
Aww.
That's a crumble fumble.
Aww. That's for a different type of thing.
You stab yourself with a
So maybe you pick up the critical head. Hit. You okay.
So you know how like no? when you okay. break when you like have like a string type instrument, uh-huh. you can like break the wood, but the strings yes. will hold.
Oh no.
So when you're swinging, you knock the lute against the wall and that happens. So like the main part of it is just hanging loosely. And so you miss the zombie and smack yourself in the face with the loot. With the loot.
Ow. Blood nose. Enjoy.
You're like somewhat disorientated for the next like little while.
Probably because I got hit in the face with the loot.
Yeah.
You can still fight, but you're a little impaired right now.
Okay.
Criff.
Let's fucking go.
Send your cat to do
something. Yeah, I yelled at him to do something last time. And
you didn't yell at him to do something, you yelled at him.
Oh, yeah.
You just called him a piece of shit.
I yell at him to do something this time and hurl an alchemist's fire at the nearest zombie.
Okay, so two things. Thing number one. You want to take a step back first.
Uh-huh.
Thing number two. Alchemist fire will deal damage and probably catch the zombie on fire. It will, however, do a similar thing to Ainsley.
Oh, no.
And probably also Giggle Lump.
I don't care about Giggle Lump. He can fucking die, but aww. I don't want that.
I don't think Giggle Lump has ever been pronounced the same way.
Well, no, I know. All right. Fucking fine. I'll just light crossbow.
What you could do is, if you targeted like the back zombies, you could get nothing but the zombies, but it's a harder shot.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. So if there's a higher chance to fuck this up and didn't just do nothing.
You know what I just want to point out real quick. So we started this adventure, this one, by buying a whole heap of shit. We're using it all. All of it is nearly gone. The lock's broken.
You guys are James Bond.
And the bell's gone.
The bell's gone. The loot's destroyed.
Alchemist fire sails over and beautifully strikes your intended target, splashing all over him. The zombie catches fire in a vibrant and very quick way because of the, like, age of their clothes and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Sick.
It doesn't look like it's doing much initially. And it, like, sparks to all the other zombies. So all, like, catch some of the fire. Uh-huh. Doesn't look like it's doing much initially, but...
That's what happens when zombies
Can I get a
hug.
Highs or a lows?
Highs.
Lows.
Highs? Yeah. I'm going to go with the highs because that's better off for you guys.
Okay.
Sick.
Yeah, the zombies catch fire.
Awesome. You're welcome, gang.
And you were putting this off for
Leo,
so long.
One of the zombies is coming towards you.
It's on fire, too.
How close is he?
You can still sling if you want. He's like maybe 5-10 feet away.
Can I take a couple steps back and then
You're at the wall right now.
Damn.
If you want to go through the door.
Through the door. Yeah.
It could be a trap.
It could be, but it's probably
check
not.
Check for traps like frantically with your hands behind you. Traps.
Would give you such a big penalty.
I know.
Sling in the face. Still him. It? Her?
Yeah. You hit him.
Yes.
It.
It.
That farmer said they're no longer people. So.
It.
Well, yeah. It strikes him in the face and, like, staggers him a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I want to take all these zombie heads and tie them to my belt.
Okay.
Just as, like, a, we got you, zombies.
Yeah.
And then you can put a zombie
you
head
You will
next
not be welcome
head.
In any town ever.
But leave them on the cart outside the city walls.
Don't let the town guard find.
Why?
Bury the mule.
Find your collection of heads.
Zombie
imagine
heads.
If a police
zombie
officer...
Zombie heads!
Imagine it. They don't know that.
They just look like dead people heads. Yeah.
Oh. Imagine if a police officer went into your home and just for a
bad idea, Griff.
And found a bunch of decaying heads.
Griff, don't.
It's not on?
No.
We're saying a no.
I'm saying it's a red hot maybe now.
Blanket no.
It's gone from 100% yes to like a 40% yes.
The zombie slams into one of the shambling, fiery hulks slams into you, and two others slam into everyone, basically.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Evasion.
Opposite of
evasion.
What we wanted.
Only a king. Oh, you're making me mad. Okay, you, Leo, managed to fend them off. You, like, just dart out. You, like, you know, lumbers and slowly tries to grab you, but you just come out between his arms.
What up? I burn to death.
You do. No.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. One of them latches onto you, Jackson, and, like, bites you in the shoulder.
Oh, my God, fire teeth.
You take 6 points of damage.
Hey, guess who's on 1 point of damage, gang? It's this baby.
Quink.
Good luck.
I'm going to die.
Yeah, you are. Mm. I mean, anything could
I mean,
happen.
Not, maybe not.
Oh, it's fine. Whatever. You got this.
I had a good run.
Okay. And
you died a nobleman.
I am a nobleman.
Yeah.
And, Ainsley, one of them, the one, like, just comes at you. It's, like, you don't even need a dodge. It just doesn't get you.
Oh, that's good.
It's, like, just completely stops. Blind because there's fire in its fucking face.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Also, they take damage.
I'm going to... Oh, my God. They keep getting ones.
The sons don't look at what I'm rolling.
I can't help but see. It's right in front of my eyeballs.
I'm going to move some books so you can't. Yeah, there's not a lot of room here, actually.
No,
I won't bother.
No. Don't. I'll stop looking.
It's all right.
That's also a solution.
It won't help us, so don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay. Sue.
Is
Ainsley, your turn.
Ainsley, come on.
All right. Your loot had two good hits, and one of them was you.
Yeah.
Now use the bad hits. Or just scattershot these cunts because, like,
that's
let's be
your
honest.
Skill.
Rapid
no,
shot.
That's your skill. Or oh, rapid shot is
you
yours.
Have scattershot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she has.
Why have I not been using shot. That?
You already did.
Oh, that's right. I'm out of spells.
I reckon I'm going to do this rapid shot, Bizzo.
Okay.
And hope for the best.
You take a step back.
As always. Yep.
Yeah,
pew,
you hit
pew,
twice.
Pew, pew, yes. Pew, pew, pew. Like that?
Oh, yeah, that's something like that. Yeah, one of the shambling monks. One of the shambling
whoa.
Monks, guys.
Wow. Monks were buried here.
What is
one of the
place?
One of the undead creatures just collapses. You kill another one.
Yes.
Two left.
Easy. Well, this okay. is again. Oh. It's we're walking in cake, mate.
Gosh, mate. It's the easiest thing. It says I'm on two. You're on
a one.
Uh-huh.
Criff.
Whatever. Crossbow. Light crossbow. One of these guys.
You take a step back.
Is Jigalog done?
That's my bad. I forgot.
God,
I just like him. He's just sitting there like... Chigalug, I'm dying.
Chigalug has like found a fish and is just hoeing down on that.
I hate you with every fiber of my body, Jigalump. You're the worst pet.
You're familiar.
You
actually had complete control over how that cat would act, and now you're like, I fucking hate you. Why must you be so useless? It's like whoever created you wanted you to fail.
He's pretty good.
Take your pick, me or Jackson. Either one of us could have wanted Jigglypuff to fail. Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff. Oh, man.
Never been said the same way twice.
No, it really hasn't. I think for a while we kept calling him Jigglegump.
I've got it written down in front of me.
I know, I'm looking at it now.
It's right here, and... Like, Jackson, you could be somewhat excused, even though you picked the name. It's like a couple pages deep. I have one summary page, and I get the name wrong.
You get everyone's name wrong, so it's fine.
Actually, I've been doing pretty well with you, Angel.
Yeah, and Criff, too.
And Criff recently.
Leo, he's been pretty solid.
Leo's a regular human name.
Ainsley is as well. Oh, wait, no, you got that one. Yeah. So, yeah, you're good with human names. Mm. Cat names, no.
It's not so great. Or half elf.
I defy anyone to name their cat Jigglup Lump.
Jigglup Lump.
J I G G L A.
J? I've been spelling it with a G.
How's it spelled?
It's oh my God. You are spelling it Jigglump for some reason, Adam. J I double G A L U M P.
Jigglump. Go again.
J I double G. Oh, God, I've lost it. This fucking cat in both realities. J-I-double-G-A-L-U-M-P. For those playing at home, you can write it down as well.
Well, all I did was add an L, so shut the fuck up, Jackson.
How are you saying it?
Criff, shut the fuck up, Criff.
So Criff is yelling at Zombie. This is how you spell his name.
This is how you spell my cat's name.
That's it, Minotaur's on me. No. But imagine. Okay.
What did I do?
Stone was. Oh, that's right.
Well, I like crossbowed someone.
Yeah, you missed.
Dang.
That was the longest wind up to a miss. Your cat does something.
Oh, finally.
It darts between your legs and does nothing.
I hate
it, like,
this cat.
It latches itself onto one of the burning zombies, but then it's like, burning! Fire!
Why do I have this cat still?
And you have a mental link that you share with it. The cat's like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck?
Do your job!
The cat is so mad with you.
I'm mad with it. Of equal proportion.
This poor cat.
Magic. So, Leo.
Come on, Leo.
Where is my cudgel that I threw?
It's, you got to dart around this zombie to get it. You want to try a tumble?
Have a tumble, mate.
If you tumble, you get to it and you're good.
Yes.
Do it. Tumble that shit.
Hey! Tumble past. Cool. You pick up the cudgel.
Can I have a smack with him in the head as well?
No. Damn. No, you're too far away.
Throw it again.
Throw it at his head.
Throw it at the one that you were...
I tumbled by...
Yep, cool.
Throw it at his head. Because, hey, it's near a wall, so if I don't, it'll bounce back, so it's near me.
I hopefully you thinking that'll happen?
Not even
either way. Not a rubber ball.
Either way, I'm good.
It's a wooden glove.
You, like, it hits his back and he, like, stumbles forward a little bit, but you didn't hit him with a lot of force.
These fucking zombies. Sorry, two left.
That's all right.
Good job not passing it to Ainsley as well.
Hey. You're right, good Ainsley. Job. Rapid shot. That worked last time.
What hit points are you guys on?
Two.
15.
Jackson.
Yes?
One of them tries to attack you. And the other one comes back for you, Leo, it just, like, it's all it can slow. Do is get to you.
I like how in slow motion this fight would be.
We have
shambling.
So much time to work it out, and we're like, damn it,
you guys
jiggle
can
up.
Move and attack in one turn. Mm-hmm. They can just move or attack.
Guys, can you imagine how this would have gone had I just thrown the alchemist's fire?
At the start. Well. Yeah.
My goodness. Or we could have just waited.
Or if I just handed the club.
Oh, wait. That's right. Alchemist's fire.
Oh, yeah. Still getting them.
Yep.
Super.
Welcome to death, Zambos.
It's your second Zumbles. Death.
Zambos.
Yeah. Hey,
that's what you get for being greedy.
The Zambos. These Zambulances. Welcome to Zamsterdam. Anyway.
Gold star, Jackson.
I already had it written down. Another one? My first one wasn't legitimate.
I would.
It was a false star.
So for those playing at home, a gold star means that if we
five
get
and
five,
I'll get you a drink.
We get a drink.
That's pretty good.
So far, I have one.
And you could choose a health potion or a cider in real life.
A health potion in real life.
No, oh my god!
I'm so
lose a gold star.
Oh no!
Don't actually. Lost it's okay. This. I'm not
right.
That mad.
I have no gold stars.
It's okay. Well, you know, the night is still young. Who's
turn? I think it's Ainsley's.
Yes, it is. Ainsley's.
How
yes.
far away is that damn club?
You could move past the zombie and Jackson who are struggling with each other right now.
Give us a hand.
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna say
the zombie is like so intent on biting Jackson's like throat out that it doesn't even notice you. Oh, wait, no, you threw the club, that's right.
At his zombie's back.
Yeah, you can get to the club, pick it up, and then attack. Yeah, that's
done.
Fine.
Yeah, sick. No, that we are ending this now.
You missed.
Ali has the worst luck.
I know.
You pick up the club and you just go for a crotch shot again.
It's like before we went in, we had a little meeting where we were like, dick shots? Dick shots, guys?
You know what I've heard? Like, I might be wrong, but I've heard that those zombos, they hate it when you just clock them in the dick.
Right in the cock. So let's just go for that.
The Leo? Pubic bone. Just, Leo? They hate it.
Oh, not Leo. Oh, sorry.
This baby boy? Yeah. I guess I'll just try and crossbow again.
Okay.
I don't have any.
You
club.
Are like, you're like backing around the corner now. You're backed up so much. Oh, you hit.
Yeah.
Don't do any damage. But
oh
you
my
hit
god,
it.
This fucking zombie.
Zombie like, sucks.
Pierces
so much.
His lung, but it's a zombie.
Yeah. I know. Well, I guess it's because I'm using a fucking crossbow.
I should have bought a mace.
Yep, we all should have bought maces.
Well, we asked for clubs, and he's like, oh, this is
a good. He's like, oh, I've only got one weapon, guys.
Yeah. Stupid farmer.
Carry seven clubs.
How dare that farmer only shit. Carry one weapon, and that weapon be a length of wood?
Is my cat doing anything?
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait, no, they're on fire.
Oh, yeah, Jigglomp just
it'll
won't.
Try. It doesn't do anything.
Damn.
Good
damn,
on you for trying, Jigglomp.
Cats are not, like, combat-based creatures.
Well, I couldn't get another familiar, so he'll have to bloody do.
You are never going to get rid of this cat. That's my prediction as a dungeon
master.
That's
my promise to you, Jackson.
Whose turn? Leo, now it's your turn.
Cool. Can I just rapier?
A rape? You want a rape?
I'm going to grab my rapier and just stab that flaming zombie. Ahead. Just stab.
Don't aim for the nuts.
You hit.
Oh, yes. That's always good to know.
You don't... You pierce along.
These fucking zombies. Do you want to just move on?
Let's just go through the door. Are we on the same side as the door?
You're on the wrong
side. I'm not. I'm getting pushed down the L.
Yeah, you guys.
You guys could leave.
Oh no, so Leo and Ainsley, you're both near the door.
All right, let's call out. Call out to Jigglomp and Griff and be like, hurry up, we're going through the door. I'm done.
Guys, but this... There's loads of zombies left.
I'm on two. I need to rest. Or at least
you can rest on the other side of the door.
There might be more zombies.
There's going to be guys on the other side of the door.
You guys really don't have a lot of time to have this conversation.
We're doing it in quick, short bursts. We're going. No! Is effectively that conversation.
Leo. Oh, that's right. You had your thing.
Does this do any damage at all?
No.
So stabbing was a bad choice.
Yeah, you want to use your sling thing. Okay. That'll deal damage.
I thought it would do some damage.
Nah, the rapier is like I said, bludgeoning weapons are what you want to use.
Okay.
Piercing weapons is possibly the worst thing to do.
Ah, that's like all we have.
Mm. Yep.
Now that I've used my lockup.
Should have just thrown my, what have I got? Grappling hook?
Yeah.
That worked well the first time you guys tried.
Well, it did. It worked really well. But then it's not going to affect these bastards.
Well, that's right. I've used up all my spells.
Okay.
Never mind.
Ainsley, you get attacked at... Ooh. Critical failure.
He might be dead. He might have killed himself.
Again. Because he's already dead.
It doesn't make sense. He's attacking you. Oh, no.
We'll get another one. Yeah. That one didn't make sense.
That one was specific to someone who's wielding a weapon. Whirlwind of Shame.
I feel like I've felt that before.
I feel like I've also been caught in a whirlwind of shame.
Guys, yep. Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. D&D talk. Whirlwind of shame tonight.
Where have you felt the whirlwind of shame?
Zombie just like stumbles towards you, but slams its own head into a coffin overhead and kills itself.
Yes!
Now we just get the one fighting me and we're done. And we're done. We're out of the game.
Which burns to death.
Yes!
Who are champions? Who are the best to fight the undead? Us. I believe
can
we
just
are
like run into the middle and just hug? Just like, we did it. We did it. Pile the zombies up against the door. Let's sleep.
Yes.
Let's sleep for 1,000 years.
Feel free to cut this part out, but I just remembered as well, it's slashing damage for zombies, bludgeoning damage for skeletons. So you guys shouldn't...
What?
So you fucked us out of Carnival?
I didn't really fuck you, because like you still mostly have piercing weapons. Yeah.
But it was slashing damage we were after.
Yeah.
Do we have anything that slashes?
I would have given you like a sword instead of a cudgel.
Daggers. Daggers slashing or daggers piercing?
Daggers can be slashing, yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, whatever. We made it out. We're good.
Let's just, in the next fight, it'll just suddenly be slashing damage.
These are different.
Which is good for you, actually, because you've got the longsword which deals slashing damage.
Finally.
Okay.
So yeah, I think we're gonna do the old sneaky tactic of pile the dead bodies up against the door and nap.
And
the
have
classic
a nap.
Sand spent strategy of pile the bodies against the door and nap.
It's tradition.
It is tradition because we get fucked up by so many fights. How many HP are you on? Out of curiosity, to Ali?
15.
Oh, piece of shit.
What do you want me to do? I can't.
Tank. Just run in there
when
and
did you
punch,
take,
guys.
Oh, when did you take 3 points of damage?
I think the fire.
It, when it bit my hand.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, that's
sorry,
right.
Well,
I forgot
to
about
punch
that.
It in the
Yeah, so the one thing I could do, just punch him, it bit me.
Hey, get a gold star.
Oh,
you
I get
honest.
A gold star. I'm going to put one up in the corner.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Let's curl into a ball.
And
nap time.
A sad little bloodied spoon.
Sad little, Good.
Yes, a sad little bloodied
spoon. Sleep in among the dead, both recent and old. And we'll leave it there, so tune in next time for D&D is for Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the link.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for nerds plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.